Hi, welcome. My name is Andy Tabis. I'm with WorkSmart Database Masters.
And I'm Juan Soto. I'm with IT Impact Inc.
And today we're going to be talking about Access Web Apps, and we're going to be specifically talking about reporting using Power BI.
And if you stay to the end of the video, we're going to show you how you can win your very own Bucky, the Channel 9 mascot.
All right. So we'll jump over to the PowerPoint slide, and what we're I wanted to give you, first of all, our contact information. Juan and I are both Microsoft MVPs, and you've got our email addresses right there if you want to reach out either of us. And at the end of the show, we've got our Twitter feeds as well, things like that. So the first thing we're going to talk about is Power BI. What is it? And Power BI is business intelligence. This used to be a part of Excel at one point, and they pulled it out of it, and they've really expanded on the capabilities of it. But it allows you to create custom reports, but not just the standard charts and graphs and line charts and stuff like that that we're used to seeing, but there's many, many different ways to display that data. We're also going to learn how to filter that data easily based on criteria within Power BI. Power BI allows you to connect data from multiple sources. So it's not just connecting to an Access web app, but you can connect to Excel, ODBC, Quicken, QuickBooks, Wikipedia tables, anything that you want to with it. So it's really slick.
It's been, I mean, some really nice technology. If you want to learn more about Power BI, please go to powerbi.com.
Absolutely.
And one of the nice things about it is it's actually free. You can download the Power BI desktop client to your PC and then create the dashboard and then give that dashboard file to somebody else in your organization. As long as they have access to the data sources, then they can run the dashboard. Now, one of the aspects of this is if you have Office 365, we have the E3 plan, then you can have your dashboard online. So you don't even have to have the Power BI desktop. You can publish your dashboard to Office 365, then other members of your organization can see it. So it's just a wonderful way to be able to share data with people.
Yeah, outstanding. And a lot of people will create those dashboards for either execs or for team leaders or just users so that you can come in the morning, pull up your dashboard. Maybe you have six different charts on that, and it's telling you, you know, what's going on in your facility.
So one of the things, one of the jokes I tell my clients when I do dashboards is if you come in the morning, everything is fine. You can go golfing that day. Otherwise, you got to stay and fix it.
There you go.
All right.
So what's required? First of all, you need to create an account at powerbi.com. You can also get there at powerbi.microsoft.com if you really wanted to. But you want to use the same login credentials that you use with Office 365. The next thing we have to do is set up a connection to the database, which is allows you to connect with an ODBC connection. Then when we go to build our charts, we need to select what tables or queries we want to use in the charts, and you can filter and slice the data any way you want. So I'm going to go into right away into a live data.
What you're saying to me is you have to have the Access Web App database already running and configured.
Absolutely. Yes.
Otherwise, you know, so you got to do that first, create your Access Web App and collect the data, and after you have some significant data, that's when you can create the dashboard.
Absolutely. Yeah, so what we did here is we've got a database that we connected that we actually pulled from Northwind. So we created a database with customers and employees and all that kind of information. And so we've got that database already written. Then the next thing what we're going to do is we're going to jump over to Power BI. So I'm going to type in powerbi.com, and it's going to pop up. There's a lot of videos on powerbi.com. I strongly encourage you to get in there and watch the different videos. You can see right here, just on this one example, of all the different ways you can display data. So it's not just displaying bar charts and that, but they've got all kinds of circle charts, and there's mapping. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll show a little mapping.
Well, one of the things we use it at my company is we use it to report our stats every week. I used to get a battery report from accounting in my practice, and there it would tell me how many new customers I got last. Well, it was a report of new customers, for example. Mm-hmm. And then how many dollars came in for the month to date. And it was like several reports, and with the Power BI dashboard, we consolidate everything. I can, as the owner of the company, I can go in there and really drill down to my data, see the trends.
Absolutely. And that's one of the really cool things is that, you know, maybe you want to compare what you did this month versus what you did a month ago, a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and see where you are year to date, 2 years in comparison. Yeah. Or you can compare 1 month to another month, or you can compare one quarter to another quarter. And so it really gives you the ability to work with that data and really get the result, the visual results that you want. There's some also there's some really neat charts that you get into. There's like big fishes and little fishes and all different kinds of fun charts that you can get into.
All right.
So there's a lot of information on here, Power BI, about how to use it. How, you know, you can sign up for it. Again, it's free, and just you can. There's a Power BI desktop version, and there's a Power BI web version. So I'm going to sign into the web version. I'm just going to click here on sign in. And then it's going to load Power BI. Now, I'm already logged in under my own account, so it automatically logged me in. So, but on yours, it'll ask for your Office 365 username and password. And so, at this point, what we want to do is we're going to look at that Northwind data. So over here on the left, I've got these three little lines, and I can on the bottom it says Get Data. So we're going to click on Get Data, and we're going to get data from a database. So we're going to click on Get. It gives you some different choices of getting data. So we're going to click on Azure, because Azure is what the Access Web Apps are based on. And so in here, it says connect to a SQL database. This is where you need to know what your server and your database and those kind of things are. Within your access from your Access Web App. The way to get that is if you open up your Access Web App. I'm going to go ahead and open up mine here, and I don't think I need to update Office at this point, so I'm going to close that. So under File, we can click on Manage. Now, and under Manage, we would choose from any location, enable read-write connection. And the thing that we want to look at is view read-write connection information. By the way, I know I'm really going over this part fast. There was a previously recorded video that Juan and I did that really takes you step-by-step through this process. But in this case, we're just going to view that read-write connection information. And this shows you the server, the database, the username, and password. And you can copy and paste the data out of here. That's what I do. I'm going to open up Word, which is my cheat sheet. And in here, I've gone ahead and put in the server, database, user, and password. That way, I've just got it at hand as we go through this process. And so in here, it's asking us for the server. So I'm going to grab the data that's listed for the server, do a Control-C, and then under server, I'm going to do a Control-V. Remember, Control-C is copy, Control-V is paste. Under database, I'm going to choose the database name. Copy that, Control-C, Control-V, then I'm going to do Next. It's going to ask me for my username, and I have to grab that. The username is actually identical to the database. It just says external writer at the end. So we're going to grab that, and then we need the password. And so they have a funky password that was auto-created, and then we're going to choose that. Now we're going to go ahead and sign in. So this will connect directly to that SQL database, and now we can do something with it. And so under here it says data sets, and you can see this big DB name. That it's using the name that the database is given here. Well, for what we're doing, it's kind of a pain to remember what this data is. So we can rename that. I'm going to right mouse click, choose rename. And I'm just going to call this Northwind Demo. And that way it's called something nice that we can work with. So when we click on that, now we've got the ability over here on the right-hand side, we've got visualizations and we've got fields here. And so we've got pretty much all the data that we want to work with. In this case, I'm going to choose customers. And under customers, I'm going to choose country.
So it's pretty convenient. You have a list of everything there.
Yes, everything is right here, and it's really nice. Now, because I selected country, it knows that country stores countries. And so it automatically pre-chooses the graph that I want to work with. And so it automatically pulls in the data right here. Now, if I wanted to, I could, over here, there's a lot of different charts. So I can choose any of these charts that I want to work with and kind of filter down the data that I want to. In here, we can choose different filters. So if we want to, look at sales or something like that, in fact, let's do that. Let's jump over and we're going to choose, so we've got orders. Let's go ahead and just grab the order date. And let's grab the total amount. So in here, I can go ahead and choose those, and it'll automatically show me what that data looks like under these different graphs. And so you can look at this data any way you want. You can filter the data. You can change it to a certain month. But you can see as we're moving around, it's showing us the different areas of this. And if I want to, for instance, if I want to see Spain, I can click on Spain, and I can kind of sort and do those kind of things. And so that's really, in a nutshell, all Power BI does. There's a lot of different graphs that you can choose from. You can import graphs from the web if you like to. Under the Power BI site, there's a lot of different graphs that you can choose from. And there's a lot to play with here. What I want to show you, because there's so much, what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump over to our website. And there's Access User Groups. .org. And if we open that up, in here you'll see the group called Access Web Apps. And the reason I'm showing you this is that under videos, we've actually pre-recorded Power BI videos. So in here, this will actually take you step by step with some of the videos that were recorded. One of the person that presented here, his name is Richard Love, and he works with Power BI extensively, and so he gives a really good demonstration of everything that you can do with Power BI. So again, the way to get to that is go to accessusergroups.org/access-web-apps, and under there, click on videos. And and we've got this Power BI video that's just excellent for you.
Yeah, that's a great, really good resource.
Yeah, so it's a really good, I just wanted to do a really quick intro to it. I'm going to jump back over to the PowerPoint and just show you, again, if you want to join one of the Access User Groups, just go to accessusergroups.org. I happen to run the Access Web Apps group. Juan runs the Access with SQL Server group. There's a lunchtime access group. There's ones for different regions, not only within the U.S., but there's what countries?
We got Spain. We got Latin America. So please join us. There's a group in there for everybody in every time zone.
Great, great. And then at the bottom of the PowerPoint, you'll see that we also have our contact information there. My email address, andy@worksmartdb.com. And my Twitter handle is Access Wisdom. Juan's is jsoto@itimpact.com. And his Twitter is @jsoto.com. @jsoto22.com.
So
if you want to remind everyone about the giveaway.
Yeah, so please tweet about the video on Channel 9. The first person to tweet and reference the link of the channel video wins Bucky, the Channel 9 mascot. We'll email it to you. You have to be in the U.S., however. So U.S. participants only, and no employees of IT Impact or your company can participate. So please stop doing that. But this has been great. Thank you for joining us. Please, again, please join us next user group. Thank you very much, Andy.
Great. Thank you, Juan.